May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Several times this week, multiple people have come up to me and told me about the time that Father Frank, my predecessor, stood up on Easter morning, said that, Alleluia, Christ is risen. Everyone said back, the Lord is risen indeed, Alleluia. Then he sat down and the sermon was over. I'm still unclear on whether that was a suggestion, but I'm told that's what happened. Because really, what more can be said? What more can you say? Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and that's all I can tell you today. Nothing more and nothing less. It's the same thing the women at the tomb heard this morning from the angel. It's a story so nice, the angel said it twice. He is not here, he is risen. Jesus is risen from the dead. And then the women saw Jesus. They heard Jesus' voice, they touched Jesus' hands, and they knew the story is true. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And so I come here every year because I need to be reminded that this story is true. I need to be reminded that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And I suspect that's why you're here today too. To be reminded that the story is true. Because there's a bunch of competing stories in my mind. I'm sure there's a bunch of competing stories in your mind. There's stories of grief and loss. There's stories of despair. There's stories of sickness. There's stories of broken relationship. There's stories of hurt and anguish. We all come in here with a lot of stories. And sometimes those stories are really loud. But today we hear the true story. Today, on this day, we remember that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. We remember the truth of Easter, that the light and life and joy and flowers and music and incense and all of it is bigger and stronger and more true than all the other stories. We come here today to remember that burying a teenager out there yesterday is not the end of the story. Because weeping may last for the night. Weeping may last for weeks or months or years or decades. Weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy has come this morning because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. The angel's message to the women that first Easter morning, the church's message to us today, my message to you today is that the story is true. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Regardless of what you came in here carrying, regardless of your burdens, regardless of what you think you've done, regardless of who you think you are, regardless of any of that, Jesus Christ is risen. It was true yesterday. It's true today. And it will be true tomorrow morning. Every cross flowers. Every tomb bursts forth with new life. Every silence rings out, Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Amen.